The skies above Oshkosh will be swarming with planes this week, and Little Whitman Regional Airport will temporarily take the mantle of world's busiest from O'Hare in Chicago. One of those planes will be a B-1 bomber. EAA spokesperson Dick Nepinski says it's the first time in more than 10 years a B-1 has been on display, and there are a lot of other warplanes to look at.
We have what we call this year the Big Bomber Reunion, some of the great bombers from the World War II era, including up to four or five B-17s. An equal number of B-25s. A rare B-24 will be joining us, and even rarer still, a British Lancaster bomber. There are only two of them flying any place in the world.
While the main attraction is airplanes, the National Aeronautics and Space Administration has some of its outer space equipment on hand. A full-scale space shuttle engine is on the grounds, and NASA will show off a new space capsule called a Crew Exploration Vehicle. NASA spokesperson Kathy Barnstorff says it's the first time the new craft will be at EAA.
What this particular mock-up will be is a cut-in-half version of the CEV, as we call it. And you'll be able to look inside and see what we anticipate astronauts will be sitting in the future when they head to the moon, Mars, and beyond.
Barnstorff says NASA hopes to return people to the moon by the year 2020. More than 700,000 are expected at the AirVenture fly-in. Patty Murray, Wisconsin Public Radio.